la llanterna màgica.
Què tal, com esteu? Benvinguts a una nova edició de la llanterna màgica, el programa apte per tots els públics. Edició número 93 des dels nostres inicis i 18 d'aquesta tercera temporada. Mary Poppins torna per ajudar a la següent generació de la família Banks a trobar l'alegria i la màgia que falta a les seves vides després de patir una tràgica pèrdua personal. Poppins és la mainadera gairebé perfecta, dotada d'habilitats màgiques i extraordinàries que poden convertir qualsevol tasca avorrida en una aventura inoblidable i fantàstica al costat del seu amic Jack, un optimista fanaler que porta llum i també vida als carrers de Londres. Però abans de parlar d'aquest tema, deixeu-me que us recordi que podeu seguir la nostra activitat i escoltar els darrers programes emesos a les xarxes socials.
Segueix el programa al Facebook, facebook.com/lallanternamàgica.
Posem a la vostra disposició un correu electrònic per si us cal contactar amb nosaltres o fer-nos arribar les vostres consultes o suggeriments.
Vols contactar amb el programa? llanterna01@gmail.com.
Tot a punt? Doncs vinga, comencem.
La llanterna màgica, amb Jordi Terrades.
Han transcorregut 84 anys des de que Mary Poppins arribés flotant per l'aire, gràcies a la mà de la seva autora, Pamela Lyndon Travers, i 53 des de la versió cinematogràfica de Robert Stevenson, director i buc insígnia de les pel·lícules de personatges reals de la factoria Disney, amb Julia Andrews donant vida a la institutriu. Han passat gairebé 5 anys des de l'estrena de El Encuentro de Mr. Banks, on podien conèixer les dures negociacions entre la tenaç autora i el cineasta per aconseguir els drets de l'obra i tirar endavant la pel·lícula que combinava acció real i animació. Ara, el temps sembla haver-se aturat en l'època de la Gran Depressió. Una generació després, per tornar al 17 del carrer del Cirerer amb aquest impressionant espectacle musical. Però abans de parlar-vos de la producció que omple d'alegria i música els més petits de la casa aquest Nadal, deixeu-me que us parli una mica dels seus antecedents. El 14 de setembre de l'any 2015 es va anunciar que la factoria Disney estava treballant en una nova pel·lícula de Mary Poppins i que la trama es situaria 20 anys després de la primera. Rob Marshall va ser contractat per dirigir-la, mentre que John DeLuca i Mark Platt, juntament amb Marshall, serien els productors. El guió es quedava a càrrec de David Maggi, que escriuria una narrativa a part basada en la pel·lícula de l'any 1964 sota el guió de Bill Walsh i Don DeGrady i amb el llibre de Travers de l'any 1934. In the nursery you were never by yourself. There was quite another world upon your shelf. Hold on! Where each day crowds make their way upon the sun's descent to a mythical, mystical, never quite logistical tent. Yes, in this dilly-dynamical, simply ceramical, royal Dalton bowl, there's a cuddly and curious, furry and furious animal watering hole where the monkeys and hummingbirds know the tunes and the words, every beast large and small. Loves the very top drawable, always encorable, royal Dalton Music Hall.
Ooh, that one tickled my tail. Nearly there, Mary Poppins.
Yes, in this marvelous, mystical, rather sophistical, royal Dalton Bowl,
there's a lot of birds queuing up, a lot of hams chewing up scenery they swallow whole. There are lots of cats tuning strings,
nightingales in the wings,
waiting for their big drum roll. At the simply sensational,
standing ovational, royal Dalton
Music Hall.
Where's the music hall?
Oh, yes, that. Silly me.
Stand right up! Stand right up!
Goodness! How on earth did she do that?
One thing you should know about Mary Poppins, she never explains anything.
Hurry, hurry! Get tickets while you can for the one night only, one and only Mary Poppins! What an honor it is to have you join us this evening.
Thank you.
And who is this I see? Why, it's John, Annabelle and Georgie Banks.
You know us?
Of course, everyone knows the Banks children. Hurry along now, get yourself some peanuts and candy floss and go right on in.
Maybe Mary Poppins?
Yes. Just keep away from the edge of the bowl.
Només arrencar la pel·lícula, i no sense abans començar a estovar-nos el cor amb els primers acords de la seva meravellosa banda sonora, El regreso de Mary Poppins ens presenta el primer número musical protagonitzat per Jack, el fanaler londinenc interpretat per un descomunal Lin-Manuel Miranda, que ens convida amb la seva cançó a il·luminar una ciutat de Londres immersa en la foscor inherent a l'era de la depressió de principis dels anys 30. Aquest número, més que una introducció de la pel·lícula, és una declaració d'intencions. Mary Poppins ha tornat per donar una mica de llum a les nostres vides amb un autèntic festival de màgia, color i música que enlluerna en cadascun dels seus fotogrames. El que ens fa pensar que, sens dubte, és una de les millors produccions del 2018.
When the early morning hours have come and gone, through the misty morning showers I greet the dawn. For when its light has hit the ground, there's lots of treasures to be found underneath the lovely London sky. The lamps I'm turning down, please don't feel blue, for in this part of London town the light shines through. Don't believe the things you've read, you never know what's up ahead underneath the lovely London sky. Have a pot of tea, mend your broken cup. There's a different point of view awaiting you if you would just look up. I know yesterday you had to borrow from your chums. Seems the promise of tomorrow never comes. But since you dreamed the night away, tomorrow's here, it's called today. To count your blessings, you're a lucky guy. For you're underneath the lovely London sky. Lump will disappear, it won't be long. Sooner than you think you'll hear some bright new song. So hold on tight to those you love, and maybe soon from up above you'll be blessed, so keep on looking high. While you're underneath the lovely London.
La Llanterna Màgica, a Ràdio Sabadell 94.6.
El regreso de Mary Poppins recull el testimoni en múltiples aspectes del clàssic que va signar Robert Stevenson l'any 1964, recuperant els germans Banks, ara adults, i diferents elements argumentals de l'original. D'aquesta forma, ens trobem davant d'una seqüela de la pel·lícula anterior, adaptant les senyes d'identitat formals i narratives als temps que corren, en un producte brillant amb potencial per captivar el públic de totes les edats. Aquesta facilitat per satisfer a un espectre tan ampli de públic radica en la forma en què Rob Marshall equilibra el to i l'estil de l'obra, abraçant un classicisme deliciós que captura tota l'essència de l'època daurada del gènere.
John! You're right. It's good to know you're bright, for intellect can wash away confusion. George sees and Annabelle agrees. Most folderols an optical illusion. You three know it's true that one plus one is two. Yes, logic is the rock of our foundation. I suspect, and I'm never incorrect, that you're far too old to give in to imagination.
No, not yet.
Some people like to splash and play. Can you imagine that? And take a seaside holiday. Can you imagine that? Too much glee leaves rings around the brain. Take that joy and send it down the drain. Some people like to laugh at life and giggle through the day. They think the world's a brand new shiny toy. And if while dreaming in the clouds they fall and go kasplat, although they're down and bent in half, they brush right off and start to laugh. Can you imagine?
Second thoughts, perhaps you're right. It makes no sense to take a bath this early.
Wait, I want to take a bath.
Oh, really?
Up you go, and in you go.
Georgie! What happened? Will I be all right?
Well, it is just a bath after all, but then again, it's not my tub.
Shouldn't you go in after them?
You know I had my bath this morning, thank you.
Well, if you won't, I will!
Off we go!
Like to dive right in, can you imagine that? And flap about in bathtub gin, can you imagine that? Doggies paddling 20 leagues below might seem real, but we know it's not so. To cook without a recipe, can you imagine that? And heaven knows what lives within that pot. Some pirates follow treasure maps and wear a silly hat. They search the world for buried gold. They won't grow up and don't grow old. Can you imagine that? Be sure to scrub behind your ears.
Can you imagine that?
And sail straight over waterfalls.
Can you imagine that?
They see living as its own reward.
Ahoy!
They rock the boat, then
sail overboard.
Some people look out on the sea and see a brand new day. Their spirit lifts them high above the blue. Yet some others bear an anchor and they sink in seconds flat. So perhaps we've learnt when day is done, some stuff and nonsense could be fun.
Can you imagine that?
Tot. Absolutament tot a El regreso de Mary Poppins està concebut per enamorar a tot aquell que decideixi entregar-se a les seves dues hores d'entranyable i sorprenent espectacle. Des d'un disseny de producció que fa honor a la fantasia de l'univers de la mainadera per antonomàcia, a un llibre nostàlgic i excel·lentment articulat, passant per un repartiment que inunda la pantalla en carisma i en el que destaca una Emily Blunt tan perfecta com el seu personatge que aconsegueix fer ombra a la seva predecessora. Emily Blunt ha deconstruït i refet el personatge, interpreta d'una forma magistral, balla amb elegància i canta com els àngels, fins i tot rapeja, però a més sap ser estricta, rigorosa, divertida i còmplice dels nens sense perdre ni per un instant la seva autoritat. És senzillament fabulosa.
Uncle Gutenberg was a bookworm and he lived on Charing Cross. The memory of his volumes brings a smile. He would read me lots of stories when he wasn't on the source. Now I'd like to share the wisdom of my favorite bibliophile. He said,
cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look. 'Cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Chapter titles are like signs, and if you read between the lines, you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Mary Poppins, could you give us an example?
Certainly. Nelly
Cherubina was made of wood, but what could not be seen was though a trunk up top was barren, well her roots were lush and green. So in spring when Mr. Hickory saw her blossoms blooming there, he took root despite her bark, and now there's seedlings everywhere.
Which proves the cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look, cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook.
Chapter titles are like signs,
and if you read between the lines,
you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Shall we do the one about the wealthy widow?
Oh, by all means.
Always loved that one.
Well, go on then.
Lady Hyacinth McCaw brought all her treasures to a reef,
where she only wore a smile,
plus two feathers and a leaf.
So no one tried to rob her, cause she barely wore a stitch.
For when you're in your birthday suit, there ain't much there to show you're rich.
Oh, a cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look, cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Ta-ru-ra-lee, ta-ru-ra-la, ta-ru-ra-lee, ta-ra-ta-ta.
You'll find your first impression was mistook.
Ya-da-da-da.
For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Oh, give us the one about the dirty rascal, why don't you?
Isn't that one a bit long?
Well, the quicker you're into it, the quicker you're out of it.
Once upon a time in a nursery rhyme, there was a castle with a king hiding in a wing, cos he never went to school to learn a single thing. He had sceptres and swords and a parliament of lords, but on the inside he was sad, egad, because he never had a wisdom for numbers, a wisdom for words, though his crown was quite immense, his brain was smaller than a bird's. So the queen of the nation made a royal proclamation to the missus and the messers, the more or lessers, bring me all the land's professors. Then she went to the hairdressers, and they came from the east and they came from the south, from each college they put knowledge from their brains into his mouth. But the king couldn't learn, so each professor met their fate, for the queen had the heads removed and placed upon the gate. And on that date, I state their wives, I got a note, their mate was now the late great. But then suddenly one day a stranger started in to sing. He said, I'm the dirty rascal and I'm here to teach the king. And the queen clutched the jewels, for she hated royal fools. But this fool had some rules, they really ought to teach in schools. Like, you'll be a happy king if you enjoy the things you've got. You should never try to be the kind of person that you're not. So they sang and they laughed, for the king had found a friend. And they ran onto a rainbow for the story's perfect end. So the moral is, you mustn't let the outside be the guide, for it's not so cut and dried. Well, unless it's Dr. Jekyll, then you better hide. Petrified! No, the truth can't be denied, as I now have testified. All that really counts and matters is the special stuff inside.
Oh, a cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look, cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook.
So please listen to what we've said
and open a book tonight in bed.
So one more time before we get the hook,
sing it out strong.
A cover is not.
Please take her advice.
A cover is not.
Or you'll pay the price.
A cover is not. But a cover is not the book.
L'acompanya una nova versió de Les cures xemeneies, Lin-Manuel Miranda, que ara és fanaler, vells amics i deixeble de la mainadera i de la seva màgia, i radia llum allà on hi ha boira als tristos i grisos carrers de Londres, preses per una època de sindicalistes, advocats i banquers desnonadors. Ben Whishaw, Emily Mortimer, Julie Walters, Colin Firth, Meryl Streep, Angela Lansbury i l'emotiva intervenció de Dick Van Dyke, reconegut i premiat actor que interpretava a Bert, el fidel amic de la mainadera. Són les altres cares que porten vida a aquest nou encontre amb la màgica cuidadora. Per descomptat, el gran reclam del llargmetratge està en els seus genials números musicals. Un còctel de partitures emotives, lletres enganxoses i coreografies impossibles, capaç de deixar bocabadats als espectadors, dibuixar somriures a les seves cares i, fins i tot, fer brollar alguna que d'altra llàgrima.
Let's say you're lost in a park shore. You can give in to the dark, or you can trip a little like fantastic with me. When you're alone in your room, your choice is just embrace the gloom, or you can trip a little like fantastic with me.
For if you hide under the covers, you might never see the day. But if a spark can start inside your heart, then you can always find the way. So when life is getting dreary, just pretend that you're O'Leary as you trip a little like fantastic with me.
What's O'Leary?
Why, to what we lamplighters call ourselves, of course. Time to send out the call to arms. Learys, trip the light and lead the way. Now when you're stuck in the mist, sure, you can struggle and resist, or you can trip a little light fantastic with me. Now say you're lost in the crowd, well, you can stamp and scream out loud, or you can trip a little light fantastic with me. And when the fog comes rolling in, just keep your feet upon the path. Mustn't mope and frown, or worse, lie down. Don't let it be your epitaph. So when life is getting scary, be your own illuminary, who can shine the light for all the world to see as you trip a little light fantastic with me. O'Leary loves the edge of night, though dim to him the world looks bright. He's got the gift of second sight.
To trip a little light fantastic.
O'Leary's job's to light the way.
To take the night and make it day.
We mimic the moon, yes, that's our aim.
For we're the keepers of the flame.
And if you're deep inside a tunnel and there is no end in sight, well, just carry on until the dawn. It's darkest right before the light. A little light fantastic, won't you trip a little light fantastic? Come on, trip a little light fantastic with me. You mean you say some of the rhymes only? Here, I'll show you how it works. Angus, give us your weep and wail. To the rest of you, that means tail.
I was short of a sheep.
He was in the street.
Just to tumble down a sink.
Just to get himself a drink.
Then I pinched what's fat off.
He grabbed his ladder.
To smile and smirk.
To work. You see, there's nothing to it.
Can you speak Leary, Mary Poppins?
Can I speak Leary?
Of course she can. She's Mary Poppins.
Can we do it with you?
Please. Oh, very well then.
Children, tell us your sorry tale.
Give us your weep and wail.
Well, we had this ball.
Rabbit in the hole.
That fell and broke.
Bicycle spook.
So we took it to a shop.
Like a lollipop.
And went upside down.
That's a circus clown.
Then went to the bank.
Rattle and clank.
Got lost in the fog.
Lump on a log.
Till we found a friend.
To stand and defend.
Who took us on the trip.
Snap a horse's grip.
And we took it all like fantastic.
Now that sounds a little bit bombastic.
But they tripped the line.
We tripped the line.
Let's trip another line fantastic.
Thank you.
passion for your light comes with a lifetime guarantee. As you
triple your life fantastic,
won't you?
La llanterna màgica, amb Jordi Terrades.
Emily Mortimer i Ben Whishaw eren els millors candidats per ser Jane i Michael adults. En aquesta nova etapa són dos adults compromesos i conseqüents amb les lliçons que van aprendre de la seva pintoresca mainadera. Tot i que Michael treballa en un banc, la seva veritable passió és la pintura. No concep la paternitat com un estament rígid, a l'estil del primer senyor Banks. Michael és un pare afectuós i atén amb els seus fills. La seva germana, Jane, és una dona independent i compromesa amb les tasques socials. No hem d'oblidar que estem en els anys 30, en plena era de la Gran Depressió, i concretament ells intentant superar la pèrdua de l'esposa de Michael. No poden permetre's una mainadera i la família es troba en greus problemes. És per això que Mary Poppins tornarà al número 17 del carrer del Cirerer.
Francamente, no sé por qué guardamos todos estos trastos.
¿No recuerdas esta cometa? Nos encantaba volarla con papá y mamá.
Hace mucho tiempo de eso.
Si no lo veo, no lo creo.
Estaba volando una cometa y se enredó en una niñera.
Mary.
Poppins, has vuelto.
No parece que hayas envejecido.
De verdad, jamás se comenta la edad de una dama, Michael. Has olvidado tus modales.
¿Qué te trae por aquí después de tanto tiempo?
Lo mismo que me trajo la primera vez. Vengo a cuidar de los niños de los Banks.
¿Nosotros?
Sí, también.
Estamos a punto de perder la casa. Todo se desmorona desde que vuestra madre...
Echo de menos a mamá.
Nada se perdió, tan solo no. ¿Lo ves?
Has venido en el mejor momento, Mary Poppins.
¿Cómo has hecho eso?
Acerque.
Has llenado la cabeza de los niños de historias y disparates.
¿Has olvidado lo que es ser un niño?
Hasta lo imposible.
Ya vamos.
You ring me something broken on a Thursday. I'll make new with my glue, pins and thread. But you bring when I've broken on a Friday. I will mend and then spend the day in bed.
Children, Saturday, Sun and Mondays are just everything is fun days. But in the second week I wear a frown. For I know that after Tuesday comes the Topsy gets bad news day. It's the dreaded second Wednesday. When from 9 to noon my life turns upside down.
Low, low is high, stop is go, and that is why every second Wednesday is a hurdle. From 8 to 9, all is well, then I roll over on my shell and all, because the world is turning turtle. Day is night, dog is cat, black is white, thin is fat, that is why I'm loosening up my girdle. I cannot help this charming troop, don't mock me, cause I'm in the soup, and why? Because the world is turning turtle. Oh, oh, with me. I'm as opposite as I can be. I long for Thursdays when the world is drab. When will it cease? Now my life resembles war and peace. That Tolstoy certainly had the gift of gab. I couldn't get through it. Bottoms popped, yin is yang. Peace and quiet, storm on drying. Tuesday nights my blood begins to curdle. East is west, in is out, and that is why I need to shout, oh no! The world is turning to some other morn, you wouldn't have found me so forlorn. But since the day that I was born, second fancies is on the fritz. I couldn't mend this to save my soul. If this keeps up, I'll dig a hole. You say life's a cherry bowl, but Wednesday's full of pit.
Tell us, can you fix this drum?
Well, today's looking glam.
Can you mend this crack and broken string?
Now perhaps if you all lend a hand.
Our fingers are at your command.
A broken songbird still can sing. Let's do the turtle string.
Turns upside down, the best thing is to turn right along with it.
I do see. From down here, things look right side up.
I wouldn't mind seeing things from that angle.
Sounds like fun. Can we?
Very well. Flippity flop.
Here is Horace.
Here is
there.
Turtles turning everywhere.
Things are getting cleaner.
Then knock on wood, my dear.
When you change the view from where you stood, the things you view will change for good. I never thought of things that way.
She never thought of things that way.
Now Wednesdays are my favorite day.
Now Wednesdays are my favorite day.
Cause that's the day I'm quite contrary. And now thanks to God and Mary, I have changed to be exact. I love the fact
the world is turning turtle. Turtle. Turtle.
Des de les seves primeres imatges, El regreso de Mary Poppins és una declaració d'intencions. El tradicional logo del castell Disney està situat enmig de la capital i els títols d'inici i de crèdit tenen el mateix disseny que la pel·lícula de 1964. És un musical de cap a peus, amb números musicals farcits d'imaginació tant en els seus diàlegs com a les seves cançons. La música dels germans Sherman, autors de la banda sonora de la cinta anterior, apareix remotament en un sol moment, com si algú la taral·legés, i dona pas a una nova i magnífica partitura creada per Mark Shaiman amb lletres de Scott Whitman. Els números musicals són ambiciosos i els balls estan coreografiats pel propi director, amb persones, escales, bicicletes i animals animats.
Life's a balloon that tumbles or rises depending on what is inside. Fill it with hope and playful surprises, and now, dearie ducks, then you're in for a ride. Look inside the balloon, and if you hear a tune, there's nowhere to go but up. Choose the secret we know before life makes us grow. There's nowhere to go but up. If your selection feels right, well then, dearie, hold tight. If you see your reflection, your heart will take flight. If you pick the right string, then your heart will take wing. And there's nowhere to go but up.
Thank you. that boy with a shiny new toy, and there's nowhere to go but up.
Michael!
Just one day at the fair has me waltzing on air, and there's nowhere to go but up.
Jane, I remember. It's all true. Every impossible thing we imagine with Mary Poppins, it all happened.
Now my heart is so light that I think I just might start feeding the birds and then go fly a kite with your head in a cloud. Only laughter's allowed, and there's nowhere to go but up. All this bobbing and weaving all comes from believing
the magic inside the balloon.
The past is the past, it lives on as history. That's an important thing. The future comes fast, each second a mystery, for nobody knows what tomorrow may bring.
This one looks like you.
How do you know?
Don't you lose her, son!
I won't, sir!
Up here in the blue, it's a marvellous view.
Side by side is the best way to fly.
Once I just looked above, but now I am part of the lovely London sky.
Would you like to try one yourself, sir?
Give it a go.
Choose carefully. Well, nowhere to go but up.
When the clouds make a mess, well, I won't make a fuss, but I'll polish the stars.
Better let us
give a lift to a foe, for you reap what you sow,
and there's nowhere to go but up.
Set sail!
Chart a course, Mr. Binnacle!
That I will, sir!
If your day's up the spout, well, there isn't a doubt, there's nowhere to go but up. And if you don't believe, just hang on to my sleeve, for there's nowhere to go but up. As you fly over town, it gets harder to frown.
Bow, the forever is now,
and there's nowhere to go but up, up, there's nowhere to go but up.
Of course the grown-ups will all forget by tomorrow.
They always do.
Only one balloon left, Mary Poppins. I think it must be yours.
Yes, I suppose it must. Practically perfect in every way.
I és precisament a les escenes d'animació amb personatges reals quan Disney ens deixa bocabadats al veure el que és capaç de fer. I, sens dubte, el responsable de tot això és Rob Marshall, el mateix director dels musicals cinematogràfics Into the Woods, Nine o Chicago. David Maggi, ja ho han comentat abans de passada, és l'encarregat del guió de la pel·lícula, recuperant a la mainadera sense necessitat de tornar a cantar el supercalifragilisticoespialidoso, recuperant l'esperit de Mary Poppins amb la cometa i la bola de cristall amb neu, potenciant el seu aroma al proclamar que una mica de tonteria és divertit, mentre es posa tot en ordre utilitzant una mica de la seva màgia, per tal de que els adults no oblidin el seu passat.
Do you ever lie awake at night, just between the dark and the morning light, searching for the things you used to know, looking for the place where the lost things go? Do you ever dream or reminisce, wondering where to find what you truly miss? Well, maybe all those things that you love so are waiting in the place where the lost things go. Memories you've shared, gone for good you feared, they're all around you still, though they've disappeared. Nothing's really left or lost without a trace. Nothing's gone forever, only out of place. So maybe now the dish and my best spoon are playing hide and seek just behind the moon, waiting there until it's time to show. Spring is like that now, far beneath the snow, hiding in the place where the lost things. Time to close your eyes so sleep can come around, for when you dream you'll find all that's lost is found. Maybe somewhere new, maybe all you're missing lives inside of you. So when you need her touch and loving gaze, gone but not forgotten is the perfect phrase. Smiling from a star that she makes glow, she's always there, watching as you grow. Find her in the place where the lost things go.
I ara sí, hem arribat al final del programa d'avui. Desitjant-vos que els Reis us hagin deixat moltes coses, rebeu una salutació de qui us ha estat acompanyant al llarg d'aquest programa, Jordi Terrades. Gràcies per la vostra atenció i us esperem a la propera edició de La Llanterna Màgica.
La llanterna màgica amb Jordi Terradas a Ràdio Sabadell 94.6.
Hey!